You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show.
What up, AfterBuzzers? Is for doing, and we are here doing something crazy. We are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Jersey Shore, the final season, episode 10, Shore Shower. So this isn't one of those crazy titles where we're like, why is it called that?
Yeah,
clear,
no, nothing cryptic
point.
Here.
No. Right. No. But before we do anything else, I am Roxy Rookie Stryer, along with Jessica Kingpin King.
Hey.
And Erica Evite Vieira.
Hello, guys.
And we're waiting for Kevin Kwow to call in because he's just like the busiest guy of all time.
Ever.
And he misses not being here, so he's got to give us his input.
Right, but he said he would call, and yeah. I know he's going to be calling
we're
from the airport. So that's how much he loves everybody here, that he's going to be sitting in the airport, probably drinking something at the bar, on the phone with us, yelling
maybe
about
drunk
Jersey Shore.
Already.
Yeah, wasted, I'm sure.
Looking like a crazy person when he's talking about Snooki and JWoww and Paul. You're like, what the hell? This guy
he's like
so
in
much.
The security line.
Oh my God, he's going to get kicked out of the airport. Oh my. Okay, and we also are missing my number one ball. My matzo ball, Gabby Sassy. Gabby is actually doing something Shore related, though.
Yes, yes.
She is at a Sandy benefit type thing.
Yeah, yep. Charity.
Kevin just called in.
Okay.
Oh, do we have KWoww on the line?
Sorry.
KWoww.
Hey, what's up?
Oh,
hey.
KWoww, we're missing you in studio. We're missing you.
We are.
I'm dying. You know, just to stay with the whole GTL thing. Did Phil tell you that he had his first tanning salon experience today?
No.
What?
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Phil the Thrill Speed Deck.
What does that
Phil
mean exactly?
Thrill. I thought Phil he looked a little thrill. Crisper.
Yeah, we went and consulted with Mary down at, what's the name, Mary? What's the name of the place? Insatiable Sun. And, yeah, we put Phil on a full program.
OMG. I love it.
Is this a spray tan or an actual bed?
Phil?
No, he's Phil the Thrill bailed
on us.
He flaked. He's not here.
Oh my God, he bailed. Okay, well, no, we're going with the beds.
Ooh.
And, you know, Phil's very white, and he works 7 days a week, and he never gets up. So the idea is for him now to get into the tanning salon 3 days a week, and we'll go to two, and then she said it'll just be once a week for maintenance.
He's
going to be a bronze god.
We need Phil to go to Paula's tanning salon.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know they like, that's a whole different, that's a whole other level. I don't think we, you know, we just baby steps. So, anyway, we're without Gabby, right? And so, who, it's just Evite, Kingpin, and you, Rookie?
Yeah.
Yep.
You got it. So,
oh
but you know
God,
what? There's only three of us here, but we're going strong. You're calling in. We only have a couple episodes left, so we got to bring all the energy. KWoww, I'm assuming.
By the way, how many more episodes do we have?
Two.
Two.
That's it?
We have two more. The 17th
oh,
and
crazy.
The 13th.
The 13th is the last date.
Oh, so
and
sad.
A reunion. Okay, so from here on in, let's make the pact. We're all in as hosts from here till the finish line, right?
Yeah, you need a promise, KWoww.
Yeah.
No, I do. And, you know, we have our Christmas party.
Yep.
The night after, so of next week. So next week, I think we do it. We get really drunk to, you know, get warmed up for the Christmas party. Then we have the Christmas party, and then we'll talk about the Christmas party the following week.
So we're going
we
to pregame
stick with the Jersey Shore theme.
Well, Kevin, I do plan on whipping out. multiple Jersey Shore themed dance moves. So I think we should have some kind of a Jersey Shore dance move contest at the Christmas party. That's what I'm proposing.
Oh my God. As a tribute to the Jersey Shore ending, the Christmas party, we're bringing out Ron Ron Juice. We're doing a Jersey Shore themed dance off. It's going to be a whole theme
Turnpike
party.
Turnpike dance off. Great.
You know what? So like when we end up doing next week's party, we need to film our dance because we'll have all the other hosts from all the other shows there. So you know, like, even though we get the lowest ratings now out of all the shows in the network, we at least have to be the most obnoxious and get the most attention at the party. So let's film the Evite dance. We'll film Gabby dancing. Roxy, you always dance too at those.
Oh, of course.
And then we'll play it. We'll play it the week after next on the show. How about that?
We might even get Kingpin to dance. But speaking,
you have to dance.
Speaking of the lowest ratings, though, guys, come on, buddies. We need your help. We need you guys to do us a favor and go to iTunes. We will love you forever. Go to iTunes. 5-star. Rate, subscribe. Leave us a comment. If you leave your Twitter handle, we will read it and we will give you a shout-out.
Shout-out.
Shout-out, faux show.
Why don't we ask them, what other, if they may just want us all to go away, and that's fine. As a group, but if you guys want us to still do stuff, I don't know, get a show for us, but it's going to be a show that's fun, that is conducive to the Jersey Shore lifestyle.
Well, Kevin, don't forget about Snooki and JWoww. That's coming up right when Jersey
that's
Shore
so
ends.
So girly, though. I know, but it's not. That's more, they're building their little house. You guys, by the way, you're right. You guys will be on Snooki and JWoww, and everyone will keep tuning in for that, but I'm wondering about what we could all do together, so maybe the fans can write in and tell us.
Right, so that is your guys' job. iTunes, tell us what's up. Of course, you can find us on YouTube also, but we really need that help on iTunes. Let's jump right into the episode, though. And
you know, Rox, one last thing, because I know I'm being off topic, but it's kind of on topic. So before I go, I'm heading down to the airport. Maria has the Christmas parade she has to do, so we're heading to Orlando. But next week, now, Roxy, you know one of the biggest tragedies with you has been your most recent birthday, correct?
I mean, I was crying from then until now, yes.
All right.
The big 2-1.
Hit 2-1. No longer a teenager. She's no longer the AfterBuzz teenager that we knew her as since age of 18. And we've been telling her for a long time that we had someone in the farm system. We started her at age 14. She's now 18. She's ready to go. Her name is Mackenzie.
We hate her.
And she's going to be in studio next week for the passing of the torch.
On our show?
Yes. Yes.
Rocks.
She's going to be a guest next
week. Oh, my gosh.
On the Jersey Shore to meet Roxy face to face.
Kevin, if you could see Roxy's face right now, it is not a pretty one. She is stone faced right now.
Even though she has a pretty face.
Even though she's gorgeous, but there's no smile there.
Roxy's not going away. I don't
save
get
it for
this
next
replacement.
Week, Rock. You know what? We knew the day was going to come. We knew what we were getting into.
You're going to be consoling her the rest of the night.
Kevin, you know what? Just on theme with like the whole reality show thing, I'm thinking maybe we should have a vote. And we should have a vote.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well,
and
remember now, this
Roxy's
is a network.
Still speechless.
We have to put it out to the network. This isn't for the Jersey Shore. This is a, you know. It's a big thing.
It's about to be a girl fight.
Here's what Roxy has over. Roxy's stomach was pumped at 14, then pumped again after that. This girl, I don't know if she can keep up.
Yeah, and we should have some kind of special something.
We're going to have a drink off.
At the party.
Yeah. Oh, drink off,
Watch her try to outdrink me. Okay.
That'll never happen.
I think it's a drink off. I think it's a dance off. And then it has to be some kind of sex off.
A sex
off. You guys have to go out and pick up guys. We'll see. Because I know Roxy can put it that too. So.
I got it. I got this in the bag.
I'm going to go, you guys. Have a good show. I miss you guys.
Bye, Gabe.
We'll see you guys next Thursday in studio.
All right.
Have fun at the parade. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, wow. I can't believe he's trading me in for some dumb slut.
You'll always be number one in my book, Rox.
Yeah, me too.
I don't even know this girl, but I hate her.
I met her.
Do we hate her? She was awful, right?
I don't hate anybody, but I don't like this whole idea of replacing you.
Thank you.
I want to keep you.
You cannot be replaced.
I wouldn't hate her so much if you didn't.
I know. If I were you, Roxy, I'd hate her too.
On my 21st birthday, KWoww calls me and goes, I'm just letting you know it's never going to be the same again. I don't appreciate you the way that I used to, and I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
Just because you turned 21?
Yeah. Because I was legalized.
Getting old.
I was getting old. So anyway, now that we're almost 10 minutes into the episode and everybody has tuned out at this point. Yeah. Just kidding. Hope you're still there. Let's actually start to talk about some MVP situation.
Yeah.
What?
So, just because there are three of us here, who would be the M, who would be the V, and who would be the P?
I think I'd be, well, I could say who I think
I mean, no one wants to be the M.
That's true.
No. I feel like if it had to be one of us, it's most closely to me because I'm a little crazy out there sometimes. I'll take the M. So between you two, let's V and P it up.
I was going to say V for me, but
I'll be P. I mean, what else?
Okay, so for the rest of tonight's episode, we are putting on the persona of our MV or P. You know what I mean? Because I'm the situation.
Well, I don't know about that, you guys.
Yo, GTO, GTO.
Okay,
come on, guys. I mean, I've really thought about this, and I don't know if this is a good idea.
Yo, Vinny, you depressed or what?
Oh, okay, Paula, you my bitch, you my bitch. So anyway, MVP.
That was a sad attempt at us being Mike, Pauly, and the situation, and Vinny. That was a really sad attempt.
We're trying.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you have so many things you can work with.
Vinny, I could just think of him in a beanie and like, okay, guys.
And Mike's like off doing drugs somewhere. Like,
Awkward.
Okay, we gotta.
Anyway, so MVP going strong, except not so much.
No.
They're trying to pull girls. They're unsuccessful both nights, except for you, Evite.
Yes.
AKA Vinny. Yeah,
I got the threesome.
You
almost
bagged the chicks,
almost. It didn't happen.
So why don't you tell me what's up? Why can't we pull any chicks tonight?
I don't think they're really trying to pull chicks. I think they're over it. Like you were saying earlier when we were watching the episode, like if they really wanted to, like if they were really determined, they could pull chicks easily. I'm sure girls are just falling over them at the club, lining up to meet them. And I think they're just over it. And they're like, you know, they probably have higher standards these days, except for maybe you, Mike. But I just
a girl is a girl. I'm gonna get mine, you know?
Well, I actually think too, like they like kinda what you said, I think their standards are probably a lot higher than what's there and they're just like this isn't it. This is not doing it for me.
They've been exposed to a whole nother world.
Yeah, I mean come on, like Pauly D lived in Vegas for however long.
And, they're in LA.
Yeah, and they even that club Merge. They even talked about like this is more of our scene. This is more of kind of what we want. Which is interesting because you think of them going to the club mostly like at Karma or Bamboo and they're like, no, this is more of what we like and want to be at.
At Karma, there's a bunch of grenades.
Yep.
Grenades.
And they're going off and I don't want to be there.
And there's a grenade over at Merge, was it Merge? Too. Angelina.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
My BFF Angelina, guys.
Roxy's girl.
Well, we'll get to her in a second, but I want to quickly talk about before that, still on MVP, Vinny celibate pulling the threesome was good with my boy Vinny.
You know?
What's the deal with the celibacy?
When a threesome presents itself to you, we just got to
like
gotta
some girls
it, right?
That she found on the street. Come on, Vin.
It was pretty bad. I think he was just bored.
Yeah.
You know, and for him, it was just like, oh, just why not?
Honestly, I think it's, you know, what we talked about before. They just needed good television, you know, like for that girl to go home with him and then be like, ew, this is gross. Like, that's stupid. Like, clearly she didn't think she was going over for crumpets and tea. Like, let's be real. I think it was like he was walking home, you know, who knows if like the producers prodded him or something, or, you know, I'm sure those girls recognized him, saw the camera crews, started talking. But I mean, I just felt that the conversation that we saw on TV was so just like unnatural. It's like, hey, why are you alone? So are you coming home with me? It was just like no convo whatsoever, no small talk.
But okay.
It just seemed so weird to me.
If she was just like DTL and going back there for the fun of it and then was weird about the threesome, then why did she just get into bed with Pauly or the situation? Like, why couldn't Vinny have brought these two girls back and been like, And you know they do that all the time. Here's one for you. Here's one for me. Here's four for us. Like,
but he hinted at a threesome in the beginning when he was like, "Oh, I'd take you guys home, but there's two of you."
Well, that's the thing. I was under the impression that they were giving him the impression that they wanted to do a threesome. Right. That's why when she took off and he's like, "Oh, she wasn't into it." I'm like, "Oh, come on." Was it just not? Was it all?
She's like,
setup?
"That's gross."
Was this a whole setup by the producers? Then you watch it and you're like, "Oh, that this is dumb."
Guys, are these girls actually out there just that are laying around on the street and they're like, "Threesome with celebrities, let's go."
Some girls, once they see a camera crew and recognize a quote-unquote celebrity, they'll do whatever.
Okay, I have had very little experience with this, but the little that I have this past, you guys know that I've been shooting this VH1 thing, and I was out the other night at a bar, and I've got two camera crews following me inside, and I have never in my entire life had guys come up to me like that. Like,
even guys? You think it'd be more...
It was insane. Like, really? Looking at us, like, going by us drinks, we got bottled, everything. I'm like, what you guys don't realize is that I'm not famous.
Yeah.
You think I am because I just walked in here with two camera crews. I am not famous, and you are trying to... They're sitting there, like, you can tell them being like, who is she? Oh, yeah. I feel like I recognize her from someone. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Unless they listen to or watch us on AfterBuzz.
That is true.
That's true.
That is true.
You're quite the celebrity over here.
An AfterBuzz celebrity. Oh, my God. Because of this show, which was how I originated 3 years ago, my very first Jersey Shore show.
Aww.
I'm going to cry. But I'm just saying, so now I have had a little taste of what it's like to be out at a club bar with cameras around you, and it's like... Whack.
It's a totally different world.
And I am not even 0.1% of what is going on with them.
Yeah.
So I can just imagine, like, there are people coming up to you. But then if I were to take a guy home and then he wasn't DTF, I'd be like, peace. I don't know whether that was me or situation talking. He's just like,
you're
filling
getting
me up
confused
right
now. It's just taking over your body.
Right. So anyway, enough of the celibacy threesome. Let's talk
which,
a little.
I mean, what did he say? He's luckily for Vinny, he was able to still keep his celibacy unless blowjobs count.
Right.
Mm.
Do blowjobs count? What's the say on that? Yeah or nay?
No.
I don't get why he's doing this whole celibacy thing anyways. What's
I don't either.
Stupid.
So,
because if he's going to be that stupid, be stupid the whole way. Make blowjobs not count. Like, why kind of do it? You know?
Yeah, make it a real challenge.
Either or. Like,
what's the difference between your dick being in somebody's mouth and their vagina in terms of celibacy?
Yeah, you're still getting pleasured.
That's the thing. It's kind of like either make a choice. It's weird. It's dumb.
But actually, he said he could jack off, too. So, you know. Mm. Anyway.
But that's him pleasuring himself. I guess that's different.
Like, can we, this conversation, honestly, I have a pretty strong stomach, but this is making me a little grossed out.
That's something you got to ask a priest.
should we go around and asking? Anyway, so let's talk about Angelina.
Okay.
Your girl.
My girl. So as you guys know, because Kevin won't let you forget it, I interviewed Angelina at an AfterBuzz Vegas function that we had. And she would give me absolutely zilch on what was happening this season, except for the fact that she was on it.
Why could she say no?
But she also said that she was on it. She said, I was with them multiple nights, but she said she didn't know how much would be shown.
Mm.
I wonder if this is the only thing we're going to see.
I hope so.
I wonder if they became friends after this and the producers decided to cut it.
Well, yeah, she was such like a stage five.
Such a stage five.
Great.
Stage five.
So, seriously, though. Okay, what do we think? First of all, I will give her props. She looked good. No. We're disagreeing.
Crickets.
I mean, I think she's looked better before. I think she looked better when she was on the show. But she looked good.
She looks the same.
I thought she looked like she lost a lot of weight. But
in person?
Yeah, but...
On the show tonight, it looked like she had gained weight.
That's what other members of the team thought. So maybe I'm always like, you look great. I just think people like are going... Anyway,
I guess the thing with Angelina is that I just don't care. Like, it's I don't care anymore. I don't care to see her. It's a fake fight to me. They bring her back. It doesn't really bring any. It's not anything like, oh, wow, like her and JWoww were best friends. No, nothing really happened. They all hated her, and I think they still do, and I don't really care.
I think with Angelina, like, she made such an effort tonight to be like, I'm so sorry. I want to apologize, blah, blah, blah. It was weird to me how there was no dialogue with the girls, especially after Jenny made such a huge reaction, like, holy holy shit, like, Angelina's here. Like, I thought that there was something going to go down between them.
Did we just not see it?
And I'm sure we just didn't see
no,
it.
No, if there was something interesting like that to go down, you don't think we would see that?
But I find it hard to believe that they didn't interact whatsoever. Like, none of the girls. Of course, like, maybe Dina wouldn't, but, like, Sammy and JWoww, you would think they would at least say, like, hello or something fake. I don't know.
This show is so, I think, desperate for just interesting things to happen. And I think if that had happened, I think it would have been
boring.
I have to say, though, I want to stop it for a second, then I want to keep talking about Angelina. But I really enjoyed tonight's episode for reasons we're eventually going to talk about when we get to the shower. But it was a very genuine episode to me where there were no shenanigans. There was no it just, to me, I was like, these are people that I've grown to love. And I liked just watching them live tonight. And maybe that's because my standards have lowered for the show. But this was the best episode for me in a really long time.
Well, it's also not just your standards being lowered. I don't think that's it. I think it's almost like a sense of, like, not nostalgia, but a sense of, like, oh, it's almost over.
Yeah,
like,
totally. Kind of like, you're trying to soak it all in.
Yeah, because I kind of felt that, too. Like, oh, like, it's sad. We're not going to see him like this anymore. And they kind of hint at it, too, when they're there, like, saying little things here and there that are reminding you that this is going to be the end.
Yeah, so, and to be honest, I think that's exactly what the producers want you to feel. Because considering it's like the last two episodes ever, or I guess before tonight, the last three, they probably don't want to leave the show with a sour taste in your mouth. So we're probably not going to see like a ton of drama between like the main characters. You know, it's probably the sort of thing where they want us to see that they've become a family. Like, they've been trying to emphasize this for so long at this point, especially last season, which was all like frou-frou, and they talked about how much they loved each other. So I'm sure these last couple episodes, they're just going to emphasize like, we're a family now. Like, this is, you know, and that's why they're doing all these flashbacks. Like, tonight alone, they showed the first episode, like, our first impression of Snooki and how much she's changed, and when Polly was yelling at Angelina. So we're getting all these flashbacks kind of remind us, like, see how far they've come, and they love each other now, and
okay,
and
but
blah, blah,
speaking
blah.
Of these flashbacks, I have a question for you guys. So it made it look like Angelina was the enemy of the past. But if you think about it, there were times where Jenny was the enemy. Sammy was definitely the enemy of the girls. Everybody hated Snooki at first. People hated the situation. So it was interesting to me because I think that if Angelina had stuck it out, she would have been part of the family.
Mm-hmm. I think she
would have. I don't think she was just the number one, like, enemy of everybody, you know. I don't think she was the target. I just think she quit on it. But the flashbacks that we saw made it seem like she was the only one causing all the issues. And they've just grown so much since then. But if you look back, each one of them at a time was really public enemy number one.
Yeah.
And there was a point when Angelina, everyone was kind of warming up to her, because when she came back, like, she hooked up with Vinny, and there was a point where she was getting along with some of the other people as well for a little bit, you know, so.
I think just by virtue, I agree with you, I think if she would have stuck it out, I think eventually she would have become part of family, just even by default. I mean, what they're going through and what they have gone through is such a tremendous experience that you just naturally create that bond.
Right.
But I do think just by virtue of her quitting and leaving left a sour taste on anybody, all their mouth. They're probably all saying, you know what, this is hard in different ways, and we're all handling it. Like, either, like, you came back, like, you know, man up and stay.
Right.
I would feel, just by virtue of her leaving, it's like, you know what, you're not part of it anymore.
Cop out.
If I were them, I would feel like, haha, I'm going to laugh all the way to the fucking bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's probably what's the most annoying, is that she quit, and then she's been trying to weasel her way back in when she's seen how successful they've become and whatnot. And so she's, like, trying her best to get publicity, whether it's her getting engaged or her saying things against gay people and whatnot. And so I'm sure they've followed all of this.
But,
you know?
I mean, she must not be a very bright person, because she came back, what, second season, third season? Mm-hmm. By then, they were already pretty popular. Like, she was given another shot. Like,
yeah,
like,
when she came back, like, they were skyrocketed to fame after the first season. So when she came back and decided not to make that work, like, I would have been like, whatever it takes.
Me too.
Like, I don't give.
I don't care. I'm going to do this. I'm here. Like, You know,
even if everybody hates me, I'm gonna stick it out.
I would do it.
That's what Snooki did. Remember how much everybody hated Snooki the first few episodes, and she was miserable.
She wanted to go home.
But like, be a little smarter than that.
I was gonna say, be smart. I mean, you don't want to like, you don't want everyone to hate you. Like, don't be. That's the thing. In watching Angelina, it was annoying because she had a bad attitude and she was stupid about it. Like, she's gonna be living around these people. Like, play nice. Don't
even tonight too. She's like, I've grown up, and it's just like too late.
But I think it made a lot of sense that we saw her in this season. I'm glad that we saw.
Yeah,
I don't want to see any more episodes of her, but third to last episode, seeing her for one thing, like, oh yeah, remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Good riddance, kind of. Even though I will say, when I talked to her in person, she was very friendly. She has a lot of different projects going on herself, so wish her the best, just elsewhere. Yeah, don't want to see her on the shore. What about the baby shower, guys? So we're planning the shower, and Snooki's really upset. All she wants to do is go to the baby store. Can I ask you guys, why is there not a name for the baby store?
I guess you can't call it what Toys R Us.
You probably can't say the name or something.
They're like, I want to go to the baby store,
Well, it's probably some local little store nearby, and they just call it the baby store.
It's bizarre, though.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I didn't think it was that bizarre.
Well, they probably had to pay them if they were, like, use, like, publicity.
No, I think that they would be paid.
Yeah, I would think I would want to, if I had a baby store and they were going, I would want my store, everyone to know the name. Yeah. Probably they just the baby store. I don't know.
Anyway, so she really wants to go to the baby store.
It's funny that you picked up on that.
I know.
Well, because imagine if somebody was like, I really want to go to the restaurant.
But it's like people say, I want to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, I say that, the grocery store.
You don't like name like Ralph's or Pavilions or Vaughn's every time you go, right?
And the thing is, too, like, with restaurants...
Yeah, I say I'm going to Trader Joe's. This is a good argument. Let's just spend the next half an hour we have.
Because I have an opinion on this. And with restaurants, there's a lot of restaurants.
You wave that flag.
I'm going to wave my AfterBuzz flag. Because with restaurants, even grocery stores, there's a lot of them. But there's probably only one...
The baby store.
There's only so many baby stores in the world. And
well, anyway.
You brought it up.
She wants to go to the baby store. What do we think about this? Were we sad for her? Did we want to just tell her, like, we're not? Or do we want to keep it a surprise?
You know, I feel kind of sad for her because she genuinely seemed like, kind of like, God, nobody wants to go to the baby store with me. Like, I know you guys aren't pregnant. I know this is not your stage of life, but you're my friends, and why don't you want to come support me? And that's how I felt she was feeling.
I don't feel sad for her. I mean, I just think that, like, those girls are in totally different walks of life right now. And granted, they're all best friends, and they have, like, you know, they've put up with her pregnant antics. Like, I've got to say, Snooki has been one grumpy pregnant girl. And, like, this whole episode, I feel like all season, all she's done is complain. And they've put up with all of it. They've never once, like, said anything. They just, you know, tolerate it because they're friends. And I don't know. I think that, like, if... You know, if it's the kind of thing where maybe they could go to the baby store with her, I guess, if they had nothing else to do. But if they don't want to go, I don't think it's, like, a huge deal.
They don't have anything else to do.
Well, I mean, like, because it's one thing, you know, it would be one thing to if they were, like, engaged or married or something to the point where they were thinking about that stuff, too, and they were into that stuff as well. But at this point, like, that's probably, like, the furthest from their mind.
I'm really surprised that you described her as one grumpy pregnant girl because I think she's been handling all of this so incredibly well. Not been complaining that much. She's kind of like took her own place, and she even was telling JWoww, she's like, I really don't like talking about it because I don't want you guys to like hate me. We haven't heard her like cry or bitch. Everybody else is talking about how Gianni's not there. She's like, I get it. He loves softball. I want him to do his thing. I feel like she's been really good about everything.
You know, I kind of agree with Jessica. It's not so much that I think she's a little bit grumpy, but I think she's pretty good considering she's pregnant, but in comparison to her usual personality.
Right, of
and
course.
And so when you compare it to, like, how she is, and she's always right there, like, come on, guys, let's go, let's do this, let's do that. It's so different than what she usually is, and that's why I think it's coming across as, like, maybe grumpy or something.
Yeah.
I think she's handling it
well. I just think
she
complains a lot.
But back to your point about, now I'm drawing a blank. What were you just
Her friends going to the baby store.
Yeah, you know, I disagree with you a little bit because, you know, there's situations, like, I have, like, you know, friends or like cousins or whatever that have kids, and you know, I'm not there yet, but I've gone to the baby store, I've gone there to support and like be there for my friends, and it's what you do, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not what you do at the shore. I just feel, I mean, granted, like,
Jessica has no heart.
Exactly. I'm cold hearted. Oh. No, I mean, granted, I'm sure like when I get pregnant, I'm gonna want my friends to go shopping with me too, but then again, it's like, you know, that's what I am gonna force my husband to do with me, and that's what I'm gonna force my mom to do with me, and that kind of stuff. But I'm sure it's like under the circumstances, like they have to film this stuff. But any other situation, like you know, if you're at the shore, like you'd rather go to Jinkies or whatever than go to Jinx, whatever. I don't know. I'm thinking of the restaurant.
Jinkies is a restaurant.
Santa Monica.
Love it.
That's I'm thinking of food. Damn it. I'm hungry.
Their brunch is amazing.
Love that place.
So epic. So we all just proved our fat sides, okay? Everybody has a little fat kid in them. It's fine.
It's always on my mind.
Some comes out more than others.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Banana chocolate chip pancakes. So good. Ooh. Speaking of, though, fat, pregnant, etc., how amazing is Snooki's style looking when she's pregnant?
She's
I mean, this maternity clothes, she's killing it.
She really is.
I think she really stepped up her fashion game and the Snooki and Jay Wow.
Do you think she has a stylist?
I think she's stepped up everything since first season.
I don't think she does, actually, because I think it's still very much true to her, and like she has a little bit of a wacky style, and I think it's really cool how she's really rocking that, kind of bringing it to the next level.
I think she definitely has a makeup artist, though.
Yeah, I think yeah, her hair and makeup, but I think if you follow her on Twitter and stuff, she's kind of into like her old style and fashion thing. I don't think she has a stylist.
Okay. So I really like the girls planning this. This is one of my favorite moments of the episode, is when they're all sitting and she's coming. I'm loving Sam this season. All of a sudden, out of left field, I've never liked this girl that much. And I'm like, she's so cute. Like, she reminds me of the girl that I would have been best friends with in high school. And she was sitting there and she's like, I hear her coming. I hear her coming. And she's genuinely so nervous and excited. And I'm like, wow, you're really not trying to make TV at all. You're just like this girl who's living, who ended up on the show, who's like, Just excited little thing.
And I think it's interesting you mention that, because I think with Sammy, we haven't had a chance to really see her, because so much of the focus has been on her relationship with Ronnie. And just,
oh my God, Sammy and Roger would never work as a couple, ever.
Yeah. And so, like, so much of the focus has been that and the fighting, that we haven't really seen, like, Sammy just be herself and just, you know.
It's nice that we're finally getting to see Sammy and Ronnie separately. Yeah. Like, they're spending more time with the, like, she's spending more time with the girls, he's spending more time with the guys, they're doing their own thing,
and like a real relationship,
exactly, and then they still come back, you know, at night and can spend the night together, do whatever they want to do together, but they're actually like making the effort to make time for their friends, which we never get to see that side, because usually they're just like up each other's asses all day.
Wait, I'm just thinking of what would be an incredibly odd couple now. Think about JWoww and Gianni.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's funny,
she's like 10 feet taller than him.
They actually did something like that in the Snooki and JWoww, where they surprised each other and basically had like each other's dates for dinner, and it was so fun, and because they had like things they wanted to talk about, they want to have like the talk, like, hey, with Gianni, like, are you like genuine,
what are your intentions,
exactly. They had that. It was cute, but it was so funny seeing them on a date, because JWoww was like twice as size.
Oh my God.
Or Dina with Roger, any of that.
Funny. But them particularly, because of the size difference,
crazy.
And
we saw it today, Gianni's just so little.
He is,
he's cute,
all the girls
though.
At the baby shower were taller than him.
I don't mind short guys, because I'm so little.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm short, too. Yeah.
Short guys are probably still taller than you. Short guys are always shorter than me.
Oh, it's because you're tall.
Oh, don't complain when you're
seriously
model tall, bitch.
Please.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't take it that far.
What do we actually think about Gianni, though? And I honestly think that Ronnie's hitting the nail on the head, and he's the one who keeps calling him out, being like, he's at this freaking softball thing. Like, he's not here at all. Ronnie, I've never heard him express something so much in his life as this, and he really isn't. Gianni's kind of MIA.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I think he's MIA because I don't think he wants to be on the show. Like, he is, he's tolerating it because he's with Snooki, but it's just, I don't think it's his thing. He probably, maybe,
since when,
maybe,
though?
Since always. He's not one to, like, be flashy in front of the camera, and maybe he's so uncomfortable around Denny. And Mike. Yeah, I mean, because the less he's there, the less drama that's going to happen between them, between him and Snooki. And
well, speaking of that, though, Vinny totally approaches him. I mean, we don't see what the conversation is yet, but wrong time, wrong place?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, for totally. Sure.
Why was everybody pushing this? I'm like, bro.
I don't know why they were pushing this.
Vinny,
like,
why did you do that?
I know. Tell us what you were thinking.
I would.
What was going through your head, Vin?
I can't even make up an answer to that. I thought it was such the wrong time and place for that. It's not appropriate.
I completely agree. It's supposed to be a happy moment, although, how freaking awkward was that baby shower? Past the surprise, when she was crying, it was so sweet. I got emotional. I was like, oh my God. She was so genuinely happy. And then they sat down and I was like,
awkward.
Probably because they're like staring at a cameraman too. Like the way it was set up, it was like, you
all
know,
the cameras
like,
probably like in front of them.
Yeah, it's like a U. It's not like they're an actual table. Because I was thinking about that too. It's like it makes it awkward. It's like when you're at a wedding. Have you ever been at a wedding and you have to sit at the table with like the other
head table?
Yeah, and then you're literally sitting there like staring at everything else and you're just, you know, it's awkward and weird.
It's kind of like when you're at a bar.
No, like
when you eat dinner at a bar, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you go to eat dinner,
the bartender.
And there's no seats, so they sit you at the bar, and there's like five of you, and you're like,
you're next to each other, you're like leaning
Awkward. It's only good when there's just two of you.
And or when you can at least really face intimate. Each other.
Yeah.
And then you can make out over martinis.
Yeah, I don't like martinis, but...
Because that was the point of the story. That's what you picked up on.
I did.
Make out over drink of your choice.
Yes, okay. That's better.
So... Situation, is he going to approach next, or Situation and Gianni are too far gone?
I think they're gone.
I think he's going to try. I don't know if Gianni's going to accept it, but I don't think that the season's going to end without the Situation saying anything.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Or the series.
I don't know. In some ways, I just feel like I don't think Situation... I don't know. I don't know why I can't have an answer for that. I don't know.
As of now, he's not invited to the wedding.
Yeah. He probably wants that invite. That's like he has serious issues with feeling left out, as we saw all last season.
Yeah, he does.
So I think it would be a big problem for him to not be invited to that wedding.
But I would want to go to the wedding.
Yeah.
And speaking of, if any of you guys have weddings you're attending, or if you're doing holiday shopping and you need to buy gifts for somebody, I know it's such a stretch, such a force.
Love
always,
your transition.
Got to bring Amazon into the discussion. So, in case you guys forgot, because we haven't been talking about it for so long, we do this awesome thing where if you're buying something off of Amazon, which, let's be real, everybody's done at some point in their life, probably once, twice, a thousand times.
Got my Halloween costume off of there.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
So instead of just going to Amazon.com, you should go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click on the link to Amazon, and then go through with your purchase as you normally would. It's no extra money for you, but... we get a small percentage of the proceeds, which help to keep the lights on and...
keep on giving you free content.
Keep on giving you free content, because we don't want to charge for this shit.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to do as much as we can for you, so we're just asking for this little favor back. This and iTunes, and then you're golden, and you've done your part for the holidays.
And we'll love you forever.
And Thanksgiving just happened, so you know, if you're still in the giving mood. Or if you just want to go to Amazon and buy us gifts and send them here.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be preferred.
That's cool. I'm looking for some new jewelry, you know.
I could use a new pair of jeans.
Yeah, I could use like a ring of some sort. You know, something along the line. Do you want anything?
I think I'm good. Maybe some...
she'll get back to you on that.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
I just did some shopping on Amazon. I just bought myself the Twilight CD for the new movie.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, Twilight. I never caught on to that craze.
I still need to see the newest one.
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
I hear it's the best.
The music is really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go to AfterBuzz TV, click on Amazon.
Yep.
And check it out.
And then buy it for myself. Okay, anyway, back to the shower. The question of the evening, nobody else was thinking this, I'm sure, but we were, where's Ryder?
Mm-hmm.
Ryder, where you at, girl?
Yeah, why wasn't she at the shower?
Isn't she Snooki's best friend?
Are they friends still? I mean, maybe after the whole Situation issue.
No, she showed up on Snooki and JWoww.
Oh, she did?
And where's the unit?
Oh gosh, ew.
Where's the unit?
I think maybe he's in jail or something.
My best friend unit.
Yeah.
Yo, where you at, buddy?
I know. Where is he? We haven't seen him all season.
Your gay lover unit.
Like literally though.
Is he gay?
No, but I just think that the two of them
have dabbled.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, we have something exciting. Really exciting for you guys. So Watchtower, we love you. On Twitter, all the time, you're showing us so much
love.
Number
one fan, awesome.
And you made an awesome promo for us.
Yes.
So we're going to pull that up and show it to you guys before we get to news and gossip. Let's hook it up, Martin.
Watchtower, you better be watching. Tweet us right now.
He's not in there. It's Steven, isn't it? Yeah.
No, I'm saying he better be watching us right
no,
now.
No, I did. I'm just used to saying, let's hook it up, Martin, on another show, but it's not him in there. No volume from the booth. Steven's like...
1 second, it's not playing. 1 second.
And this is awesome, too. It looks great.
We love the promos. We love that he's making these for us. For a lot of our shows now,
yeah,
so
we've been doing a lot of them.
Wait, stop, John.
Wow,
where is the music?
Get crazy!
It was the one saying no. Be careful what you wish for.
Seen though, because now maybe he's trying to set up this character.
Her and Jenny had a lot of blowouts on that season. But there's always the same people always on that couch since like season one.
If you want to listen to song. Thank you, Watchtower, for that.
Thank you. That was
awesome promo.
Thank you.
And good call. Okay, so now moving on to some news and gossip.
Where's my name?
Oh, my God.
Where is my name?
Come on.
I started tanning today for this crap.
We heard.
I know. I could see
what
the
is
red.
This?
I could see the red.
Give me a mic.
Oh, okay.
Need your
yeah, get a mic. Hook it up. Come on in.
I don't know if Phil can tan. Now, looking at you.
Okay. He's got to get his base first.
Hold on. I was told I had amazing skin. By the tanning lady. Did you guys hear that part of it?
No. And is that before or after she sold you the package?
That was...
Answer the question.
You know what, Evite? You're gone. You're uninvited.
I'm here
Evite
now.
Clicking
I'm here
on
now.
Not attending. We are not attending this, Evite. Okay, you're here. You're staying with us for the rest of the show?
I'll do news and gossip, yes.
Oh, just news and gossip? Stay the whole time.
I'll stay for predictions and
such
all
that. Such a thrill. Yes. No, but seriously, in honor of tanning today, this is a big day for you. I really wanted Paula to come do your tan, but Kayla
said
no.
I'm going
to
visit Paula, and I'm
going to
start dating
need.
Paula.
Oh,
you're gonna help her get over the situation.
That's right.
Phil is doing bi-coastal tanning. Wow.
That's
he's
right.
gonna fly to Jersey just tan.
Get off the plane, go to the shore, tan, come
and then
back.
Be back here for work.
Worth it.
GTB, gym, tan.
Be back in LA.
Be back with Paula.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Not gym, tan, breakup with Paula. That was sad.
That was sad.
Yeah.
And the shirts.
All right, what do we got for news?
Okay.
Over there.
All right, well, we've already talked about how sad we are that Jersey Shore is coming to an end. But you know how they say on Facebook with relationships, it's not official until it's on Facebook. Well, I say that show endings aren't official until they fill the time slot, which they have. MTV on January 3rd
ouch.
In the Jersey Shore time slot will be debuting Buck Wild, a new reality series about 9 young adult friends in West Virginia who say they are living by the motto, whatever happens, happens. I'm not sure what they mean by that, but apparently we can expect to see a lot of riding down hills inside giant tires, driving trucks dangerously through mud, tearing up trails on ATVs and motorcycles, drinking, body licking, fighting with neighbors, and doing jackassy stunts.
Girl and guy, both?
Yes.
I really don't like
will
them.
Will this be the next Jersey Shore?
No.
Buck
the
Wild.
Next phenomenon.
That's interesting. West Virginia? That's so random.
It's like a small town.
We hate them.
Kind of like Podunk. I don't know. Like,
it's hater night for
I
you.
I hate her as much as I hate Mackenzie.
I know. You've said hate so many times tonight.
I'm scared.
It's a new Roxy.
I said I love Sammy.
You did.
What do you guys think? Is this going to be like the new big thing for MTV? Or
until I actually see like an actual preview, I can't say because
this is going to be the show we're going to cover.
I think they started showing previews on MTV.
Really? No,
I think didn't the press release just go out today? So
yeah.
So it's brand new, kind of.
I mean, I don't have that much of an interest in. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know much about that area and what
Buck Wild
there.
Just sounds like old men running around in underwear.
Yeah. Oh god.
I'm just serious. That's what it
is. Is it like an older version of Honey Boo Boo? It sounds kind of rednecky to me.
That's what I was thinking. I literally when you said Buck Wild, I was thinking Honey Boo Boo in my head.
I was thinking
y'all better redneck and ass.
Wow. Okay. Kingpin.
Uh-huh. Anyway, moving on.
Well, with the holidays in store, I mean, coming up. In sight. There you go. In case you guys are wondering what JWoww wants for Christmas, she's made a Christmas list and posted it on her website.
And if you want to send her anything, you know, Amazon baby.
Yep. from the AfterBuzz website. Well, as if she couldn't get any more creative, her top three choices are number one, workout gear. Number two, something sexy to replace her ripped jeans. And number three, something techie.
Wait. All right, let's go back to number two. Can we send KWOW?
Yeah.
Can we wrap him up in a bow and just
in
put it at the doorstep?
And he just jumps out.
And what should he say? It's KWOW.
JWOW and KWOW.
He'll be like, after I have sex with you, I'll tear your head off.
And
I'm KWOW.
And ass after Roger, boom.
Oh, poor KWOW. Wait, number three was something techie?
Something techie, yeah.
Like an iPhone 5? What are we talking?
I guess, like...
Could it be a vibrator? Like, what are we doing? How tacky are we going?
I'm sure she has plenty of those already.
Oh my God, we could send that in the box with KWOW, because we have people here that are techie. Since you're kind of techie.
I don't want to get sent in a box with KWOW.
That'd be a long shipment.
Yeah, that'd be weird if he's like, hey, I'm sexy, I'm techie.
You're two things on your list in one.
And you guys got to both be wearing workout gear.
No, we're sending three people, clearly, and everybody's jumping out of the box as
That's
one of
perfect.
The three things.
They could be in, like, Lululemon, like, yoga pants or something.
We're going to make this happen. Okay, yeah. Keep going. What's up?
All right, well, in case you were wondering how Pauly D got his rockin' bod, I'm sure we're all going to take notes.
The gym?
Well, it's more than just the gym. It's a very specific technique. He hits the gym 5 times a week in his personal gym in his home. And he takes turns with repetition. Sometimes it's chest and tries, and then sometimes it's shoulders and buys. You never know.
What was the hand movement for buys?
Chest tries, shoulders buys. When he's not in the gym, he likes to keep his adrenaline pumping with boxing, basketball, jump rope, sparring, and to keep his mood up during his workouts. His playlist considers of Lil Wayne, Drake, and 2 Chainz. What?
2 Chainz.
There was nothing that unusual about his workout regimen.
Yeah, no. I was expecting something like, ooh, what's your secret?
Well, I thought he was going to promote some new kind of workout video, and it was going to be the Pauly D method.
Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's all we have today for AfterBuzz TV's news and gossip.
Woohoo.
Does that mean we have to move on to predictions? This is just getting so sad.
We got 5 left, right?
Two episodes.
Two.
OMG.
Yes.
Two.
That's it.
Bill of the
and,
thrill.
And a reunion.
And a reunion, okay.
Reunions don't count, though.
They're not going to do the reunion on the same night as the finale.
No.
Okay. Are you sure? They always do that.
Well, they've been doing that. They haven't always done it.
Well, if they've been doing it, they'll probably continue to do
that
it.
That will just be
Steven's
sad.
Giving me a look. What is this look?
What's the look?
Do you have a seat?
Do I have a seat? No.
He has a makeshift seat.
I was like, what's,
he's on his knees and he's
so
still
short?
The same height as Roxy.
Yeah, it makes it easier to
ask. Come down.
It makes it easier to ask Roxy to marry me when I'm done.
Oh,
that was sweet.
Phil, she's over 21. You can't marry her anymore.
That's right.
But
you gotta marry Mackenzie.
Up and coming.
Okay, enough from the booth over there. Okay, then. So anyway, as for predictions, moving on right along, guys.
Well,
that's
we're going to have the baby shower.
That's a cue for production.
That was
I've already hit
Phil.
It.
Oh. Already had it.
Damn it.
The baby shower. That was it? The end of it?
Well, we'll see. It's the continuation of the baby shower.
That's what I'm
saying.
So
Vinny and Gianni will have their encounter.
Gianni's yelling at Vinny because he's like, yo, I heard that you were like pretending to be the baby daddy and
is
shit.
Is that Vinny or Mike?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. I was still thinking about Buck Wild.
I'm like, what the hell is
I heard
doing?
You're the baby daddy.
I heard that you were the baby daddy.
I'm going to get on my ATV and I'm going to leave.
No, but seriously, Gianni's like, Vinny, I heard you making jokes about being the baby daddy. It's not cool. And Gianni's like, and Vinny's like, oh, snap.
Here's what I would do.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
No, Gianni, you the baby daddy, but like every baby daddy, you're not present, so I have to be there for the baby because you're gone all the time in Florida and stuff.
So I'm just being
softball.
A fill-in baby daddy.
Yeah.
You should be happy.
Why did we start this trend? You should be happy. You heard that?
I'm not even going to try. I can't even do that.
I have so many accents up my sleeve.
Oh, and then, guys, there's that whole thing with Paula wanting Mike to hold a drink.
I just wanted to say one thing. What I don't understand is why would Snooki tell Gianni that Vinny was joking about that when she supposedly claims that she wants Gianni and Vinny to be cool, and that's obviously not going to make Gianni happy.
Well, was it Snooki that told him?
No, definitely not.
I don't think it was Snooki that told him.
Who else would have told him?
Anybody else?
Mike? I don't know. Any producers? I don't know. I don't think
the producers would have said that. You could have
saw it on TV.
No.
But it hadn't aired yet.
I think the producers do everything.
Stirring the pot.
That's true. I don't even know. So, because Paula giving Mike the drink, and he's like,
that is so not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Because you know he's out of rehab, and she's like, hold my drink, honey. And he's like, no. And she's like, hold it.
Yeah. Well, I think she's just
being... like, you know I can't hold no drink, girl.
You heard? Shoot. Oh, shit. Are you going to be here next week, Thurl?
We have a surprise next week.
I thought that was this week.
K-Wall spoiled it and said that Mackenzie was coming in. I know.
Oh, okay.
And Roxy's very upset.
Guess who has to drive Mackenzie's ass for 4 hours?
Guess who's going to have a drink off with her? Bitch, you going down. That means you.
I smell a challenge.
So until next week, if you want to see our face-off, you will come back here to watch the little twerp try to beat me.
Support Roxy at Roxy Stryer on Twitter.
Yeah, yes. Show me some love. Woo-hoo. Hashtag rookie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can we find everybody else?
On the Revenge After Show here at AfterBuzz TV.
What? OMG. Find me on Twitter at I am Jessica King.
And you can find me at Twitter at Erica Vieira LA.
And until next week, when we only have 2 episodes left. Peace.
Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.